The MCAT Podcast, session number 67. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles you'll face as a pre-med, but we're here to give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a medical student. Welcome to the MCAT Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here every week for the MCAT Podcast. Have you shared this podcast with your friend? Don't keep it to yourself. If you listen to this podcast and you don't listen to the pre-med years, I highly, highly recommend you do. We talk to medical students. We talk to deans of admissions. We talk to so many different people to help you on your journey to medical school. And the reason I brought that up is because I asked you, have you shared this podcast with somebody? The motto of the pre-med years is collaboration, not competition. Don't keep this podcast to yourself. Go share it with your friend to help them on their journey to crushing the MCAT. All right, this week we're going to jump into something exciting that the AAMC has announced. So Brian, there's big news in the MCAT world, not only that registration is now open for 2018, the first half of 2018, and that there's new testing center company doing all of the tests, but the AAMC just announced that they have a third full length for the MCAT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can buy it now. So as of when we're publishing this, even when we're recording this podcast, it is available for sale. It is also bundled in with the AMC kind of online practice bundle that you spend a little over $200. I think it's about $220 or $230 to get the three scored exams, you know, the third one being the new one just from a couple weeks ago, the unscored sample test and a couple other things. There's a couple of things, Ryan, that our listeners should know, right? Number one is, first, of course you need this test, right? Of course. You need every scored AMC test, and you can do this by, for example, signing up for the Next Step online class, right? Our class includes, beyond just books and thousands of practice questions and hundreds of hours of video, we, of course, bundle in all the AMC tests, right? And we're going to bundle in this new one as well. You could just buy it individually, right? Buy the one test. But if you're going to be individually purchasing your resources rather than just getting a nice simple, all-in-one pack with a class, I would strongly recommend you just buy the AMC online bundle pack for a couple $100 because you're going to need all of that stuff anyway. And now that pack includes three scored exams.
So the three scored exams, the new scored exam doesn't replace the unscored one. So now there's four tests instead of three, correct?
Right, exactly. So there's the unscored, what they call sample test, and that was released, you know, back before the MCAT was even given in the new form. Mm-hmm. And now there are three scored, what they call practice exams. So their wording is sample test for $20 unscored, or practice exam for $35 a pop that's scored.
You'd mentioned that you have to, you should go out and buy this, and it's not like you're working for the AAMC. You want them to make a lot of money. You are in the game of helping students score the best on the MCAT. And even though Next Step has their own practice exams that you guys sell, mm-hmm. the AAMC is the company that makes the MCAT. And mm-hmm. if they have a practice exam, it's likely from the same people that are writing the real tests. And so it's going to be as close as possible to the real test, to your real ultimate score. And so that's what you mean by saying you must go out and buy this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, as a businessman, I want every pre-med in the country to buy Next Step's exams, of course. Right? I mean, that's how we pay our employees and our tutors and all of that. But as an educator, I want my students, I want my listeners, I want everybody who's taking their MCAT prep seriously to go to the official source, right? The AAMC is the ones who make the MCAT. They're the ones who make these AAMC practice tests. They are the most official you can get, so you absolutely need to get them. I'm confident that when students do that and try the AMCs and then also try the Next Step exams, and they can sign up for a free account at nextsteptestprep.com/freeMCAT, They'll see that our practice tests are by far the most representative to the real AMC, and that a lot of the other companies that try to sell practice tests miss the mark. You know, they don't make ones that feel just like the real thing. So between buying the official AMC exams and buying the Next Step exams, students will be well prepared. I'll offer just a couple of observations. Of course, as soon as the test was released, I went through and I took the exam, and all of my fellow MCAT tutors here at Next Step, we all took a look at the exam, and we were really struck by a couple of things. Number one, the passages seemed a little short, you know, like the total, not in the verbal, mind you, just the science, that the passages were shorter than we had been expecting, because we've been seeing so much of like heavy experimental focus, you know, these really long passages with lots of graphs and tables and charts based on primary research has been real common. And yet in the chem phys section and in the psych soc section, the passages were surprisingly brief. The CARS section was pretty much standard. Right, the usual array of topics and difficulty and so on. You know, CARS has been steady forever, right? Even going back to when it was verbal reasoning. Been a very, very steady section. No surprises there. Although one passage had bullet points randomly in the middle of the passage. That was weird. I don't think I've ever seen bullet points before. Normally, they're just paragraphs of text.
Yeah.
But that didn't change the questions at all, right? And then the bio-biochem section of this new exam looked very much like what we kind of see from the new MCAT. The bio-biochem had lots of primary research, lots of graphs and figures. And the impression that a lot of us here at Next Step had coming away from the test was, you know, wow, that chem phys section seemed kind of short and kind of easy. And the bio-biochem seemed, you know, kind of long and kind of tough. And really what that emphasized to us, and this is so important for the students to recognize, is that every MCAT can be a little different, right? Every MCAT is going to have some variety in it. So you got to be very wary about any claims that are like, oh, you absolutely must do these 10 high yield things. Every MCAT is going to have the following 10 topics or have the following, you know, tone or style or whatever. When the reality is that there's just variation from test to test. So you need to do plenty of practice. You know, you need to do all four AMC tests. You need to do, you know, 6 or 8 or even 10 of the Next Step exams. So you've got a broad experience as possible with prepping.
So the question on everybody's mind is, what did you score?
Well, I don't know. I take it untimed with the like instant show your answers, because I'm trying to analyze it, right? Not assess my performance. I took the new MCAT back in 2015 and got a 525 on it. That was good enough for me.
525. Oh man. Don't show off. Come on. That hurts. Well,
Ryan, I will tell you, here at Next Step, every day we hire people who got 526s, 527s. We actually just last week had to turn down somebody who had a perfect 528 because he just wasn't a very good teacher. You know, we get so many of these brilliant, amazing people coming to us to be tutors that I definitely feel humbled by my coworkers.
That's incredible. The mythical perfect score. So somebody out there is getting it. That's awesome. And yeah. I love the comment that you made. We turned them down because they weren't a great teacher. Just because you score great on the test doesn't mean you're going to do well teaching it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Since the test updated, we have had 3 people with perfect 528 scores apply to become tutors for us. And we hired one and turned down 2 because we want teachers, right? Not just, you know, walking, talking, perfect MCAT scores.
All right. So there you have it. A new scored full length from the AAMC. Work that into your schedule. Again, try to wait for those last couple weeks to take the AAMC scored exams so that you can make sure that you are prepared to score your best on the MCAT. Have a great week. Join us next week when we talk about some psych soc discrete questions.